what it do? Tell me what the business is.
The business is the business. Just like the game is the game, and just like being on deck is being on deck.
I don't know what none of that meant.
That's because you ain't in the know. I am Spike Lou. I am in the know, and that's what I'm here for. This is the On Deck TV podcast.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, Animal_Brown on Instagram and Twitter. I greatly appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and Twitter as well. And Facebook, Rap Chat. Check that out, man. We have daily conversations in there about different things. We kind of floated the story out there for the topic this week to see what stories people had that they loved in hip hop. And, you know, we got some good responses. I got some good music to listen to.
Man, absolutely, absolutely, man. So your Big Dog episode coming up. As you know, OnDeckTVNetwork.com is the site. Go there. You can see the other shows on the network. Shout out Full Sport Press every Monday. J-Hove, Coach Locke, How Weezy. They got the Kobe tribute episode up. You know, it's Kobe last game tomorrow or Wednesday, whenever you listen to this.
ZZZ emoji. Like, Kobe going out like, I don't know. It's cold.
On another note, shout out to me winning the FSP March Madness bracket. I do this shit. Y'all can listen to my acceptance speech. It's one for the ages.
I'm on the show. I'm never playing again.
God damn it.
Because you don't even name one college basketball player.
I'm just good, man.
Name a school.
Ben Simmons. Who won? Villanova.
You didn't even know who won. You didn't even know.
I know who won because I picked who won.
You just picked Villanova because you like vanilla ice cream, dude.
I do this because I knew they was going to win the shit.
You like vanilla ice cream.
Shout out Ladies Room 2, man. New York stand up. Rizzo, Anne Marie, new episode is up right now. They drop whenever they want to.
Yep, yep.
Go check them out. See what the ladies are talking about in the Ladies Room. What you have on deck for the weekend?
Man, we got to get some shit done. Get some new images out there. Shout out to the people killing. Shout out to Derb hanging out with us, chilling, man. And we got to go chill in Atlanta, man. It was some nice little scenery. Did you like the scenery? You
wanna Absolutely, man. The scenery looked great with me in it. Looked even better.
Mine is shit.
Man, shout out to Harold's Chicken. I'm never eating that shit again.
When he made bad, though.
They fucked me up. Had me down.
I just had chicken tenders.
The chicken and waffles.
I mean, I didn't know niggas went to Harold's Chicken and got chicken and waffles.
Why not? It's in the fucking title. It's called Harold's Chicken. Yeah, you order the chicken and waffles.
Though. What you getting waffles at Harold's Chicken and Waffles?
That's a combo, dude.
It's fries, dude. Just get fries.
Nah, man.
Who eating waffles? And you got fries. No. Let me tell you what you got. You got sweet potato. Like, what?
Tater tots.
This nigga got sweet potato, tater tots, waffles, and chicken.
Yes.
That's why you were sick.
No. Yes. I'm sick because they didn't cook the shit like it was supposed to be cooked.
Nah, you got to tell them fry hard. Pause.
Yeah, man, I was on the same shit, man. Caught up on my Daredevils. I got like 3 more left. Shout out to me.
There's no way people watch. Meanwhile, winter is coming. The North remembers. Game of Thrones, -2 weeks.
Ain't nobody studying that Dungeons and Dragons bullshit.
Ain't no Dungeons and Dragons over here, baby.
Nerd alert.
You can wait to say that. The first time in your life you've ever been able to say that.
Shit. Nah, but Big Dog episode, man. Let's get into it, man. What stood out to you, man, all of these topics right here? We got a nice little list of topics.
Let me see what stood out to me the most. The Bad Boy reunion with the Big Hologram. So it's going down in New York. Like, the tickets are skyrocketing. Big Hologram, I think Puff and Big Daughter got into it about a little spat about something, but they squashed that real quick on Twitter. I just think it's gonna be a big deal, man. This reunion could go down as one of the concerts that you have to be at in your lifetime.
And yeah. Go ahead. It sold out in 7 minutes, so they went ahead and opened up another show date. They doing another one on the 21st, day after. And goddammit, I had to cop. Shout out to the wife if she copped the tickets. I will be in Brooklyn, goddammit.
You in Brooklyn? Nah.
I'm be in Brooklyn. We here. Home. Well, actually, Queens is home.
I don't even know. You don't even know, do you?
Queens.
You have
Queens
is home. You have no idea.
But I'll be there, man. So, yeah, that's going to be dope. That's a must attend. Fuck that.
You should look from Rhode Island.
And the rumor is the big because they're working on a big hologram. Everybody knows that now. Now, what it's for is the question.
What do you mean, what it's for?
Puff hasn't said if it's going to be for this concert or not.
Man, if Puff shook this out and don't bring that goddamn big hologram out to this.
I mean, because somebody, Faith Evans somebody, is working on an album with Big, and they, some think it's for her video.
Nobody going to no Faith show to see a big hologram. Like, listen, not a man, show, an album. What does a big hologram do her album?
Video.
No. I'm telling you.
That's the rumor.
Well, let me squash that right now. The big hologram, if it's going to be anywhere, they spending that kind of money, it's going to be at this reunion.
I hope so.
So, what song?
Nigga, what songs, nigga? What nah, you mean, nah, what song?
No, wait, it's a lot of money. Puff ain't got that much money now.
He don't?
You get one song. What is it? With the big hologram.
Notorious Thugs.
I'm in bone. Like, shut up, man.
Strong. And I'm standing up word for word with that shit. Standing up in my seat in the bar.
Nah,
play.
You got to do something that's going to shake it. That everybody know.
Everybody in Brooklyn ain't going to know that.
I mean, nah. Come on. What's Bone going to be? Are you bringing Bone out?
No. Even though they'll come for the free.
No, you wasting the hologram. Listen.
Bone will come for the free.
Man, I'm doing the Hypnotize joint.
I'm good.
And it's over. It'll go crazy.
I'm good.
It will go crazy. Nah. You talking about roof blown off? Got Big doing the Hypnotize joint in the whole hologram thing? Man, it's over. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Now, he'll probably do It Was All a Dream. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what he'll end up doing. Yeah,
they're going to cop out. They're going to cop out and do Juicy.
Of course. Which I ain't mad at, but I'd rather do some other shit. I was going to say, though, are holograms, are they played out yet, though? Is that whack if they bring that up? That'll be hard.
I mean, because you only have, what, Pac and Big. It ain't.
I mean, it's been done with Easy. You know what I'm saying?
They did the Easy hologram. That went unnoticed.
You're
a
damn lie.
It did.
Just because you don't remember don't mean it was unnoticed.
What was it at?
Coachella, man. Come on, man.
I mean, why?
What? Just because I know where it's at, too.
Why? I mean, why did they bring it? I mean, like.
Stop.
I don't remember. I'm saying it has nothing to do with Pac and Big. Like, the Easy hologram ain't that big, dog. It's just not. Like, there's no. Really, Pac, Big, and you threw Easy in there. It ain't played because it ain't too many people that could do it. Like, it ain't no another hologram out there that you doing.
Rap-wise?
Yeah. It ain't no, like, who you? Shoot, it ain't one.
And I said, it's them three.
That's it.
Because, I mean, it ain't
it's those two, actually. I don't know how you keep sliding Easy E.
Because they've done it. What you mean? This ain't hypothetical. It was done.
I know it was
done. There has been no Biggie hologram but it to this point.
It can't be mentioned with Big and Pac if there's a Biggie hologram.
That's a big if. Because, again, it hasn't happened yet. But I'll let you know if it does. Come on. God damn it, because I'll be there, god damn it.
Have fun.
That motherfucker going to shake, though. Now, I'm going to tell you what jumped out to me, man. Southside, producer Southside was on DJ Who Kid radio show. And he done spilt the beans. He said the Jay-Z,
everybody got a radio
Future, DJ Khaled track is in the works. Damn near in the bag. My question to you is, will this be any good? That's the question.
Because
it's not a guarantee just because Jay is a good artist on his own and Future is a good artist on his own. You put them together, I don't mean the song going to be hot.
Is Southside making a beat?
Ain't no telling. Maybe.
Jay-Z on a Southside beat.
He can do it.
There's no question there. Yeah, Jay-Z no can do can anything. Do
yeah, we're not troubling over
here. Oh, Future on a Jay-Z hook.
Future would have to do the hook.
Nah, I don't really need to hear that.
Yeah, I need to.
Like, there's nothing in me that wants to hear Future and Jay-Z rap together.
Yeah, it is. You'd be the first one to click on that shit. As soon as we shoot the link to the group chat, you're going to be the first one to click on it.
Is that what you asked, or you want to hear what I'm telling you?
I already know you want to hear it. I just want to know if it's going to be good.
Nah, I don't want to hear it at all.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But would it be good? It'll be cool for Jay and Future. Now, Jay going to drop some dope bars. Future have a dope hook. I mean, it'd be a cool song because this is Jay-Z and Future, but who needs that,
though?
That
ain't a guarantee, though, just because it's Jay-Z and Future. Drake and Jay first song was garbage.
What was that?
On the
Blueprint 3.
Garbage. Off that, that song was trash.
Nah, people don't even remember that, though.
Yeah, that's my point.
They made up for that on that goddamn the first Drake, though.
Yeah, they made up on that.
That Light It Up.
Now, I will give them that. They'll make it up, but that first go-around ain't a guarantee. That's all I'm saying. Unless you Jane Ross.
It's a guarantee. Because, like, Future can't miss right now, especially if you're asking them to do a hook.
That's true.
And then you asking a nigga like Jay to do bars? Yeah, like
that's a layup.
Yeah, that's like Steph Curry with the shot. That's like Steph from 35, dude.
That should be a layup.
A layup, Steph from 35.
Me from 35. Motherfucker, back in my day.
Can you make it?
Splash.
To the court?
Splash.
Like,
a young me?
A young
on that
you.
Court?
A young you with the hairline.
A young me with the hairline on the court? Are y'all serious?
That was 40 years ago.
Shit. Nah, but look for that though. It should be on the way, man. Now that he probably wasn't even supposed to say nothing.
Listen, you brought up Eazy-E.
For sure.
NWA got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, most del.
Probably off the strength of the movie. You know what I'm saying? The big role.
I'm sure that hurt. I mean, I'm sure that helped.
Gene Simmons. You know who Gene Simmons is?
Yeah, lead singer for Kiss.
Okay, you know Kiss, people that paint their face, shit like that.
Yep, white faces and shit.
He don't like that NWA is in there. Do you have a problem with that?
With him not liking it?
Yeah, do you have a problem with Gene Simmons not liking it?
No, not at all. Gene Simmons got a right to not like his shit. I get his point. He's saying that that NWA is not a rock and roll group.
That's your personal opinion.
That's what he said.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He said what now?
He said NWA is not a rock and roll group, so why are they inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's a decent point. You know, it's a great point, but they're not the only non-rock and roll group in there, though.
Who else?
I have no clue, but I can look it up for you.
Why did you even bring it up, Dan? I
know they're not. I listened to Dan Patrick here. They said I'm a boy, Dan. I listened to Dan Patrick here, and he said plenty of un-rock and roll groups have not been in there that I've heard of before. Like, I think Peaches and, what is it, Herb are in there? What is it, Hall & Oates? Like, they may be in there. Mm. Is that rock and roll? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like he's saying it just because the hip-hop, had it been any other genre, he wouldn't have had a problem with.
Well, why are you looking that up? Because I need to know who is in there. I'm going to give you the definition of rock and roll. The definition of rock and roll is a type of popular dance music originated in the 1950s, characterized by a heavy beat and simple melodies. Rock and roll is a mix of black rhythm and blues and white country music, usually based on 12-bar structure and an instrumentation of guitar, bass, and drums. Now, I'm going to be honest.
That don't sound like...
If I go to Best Buy right now and I go to the rock and roll section, NWA is not going to be in it.
But the definition you just read.
The definition I just read.
You know who the Beach Boys are?
That could go under anything under the definition I just read. That means anything is rock and roll.
You know who the Beach Boys are?
Yes.
They rock and roll.
I can see that.
James Brown.
They stole rock and roll. Rock and roll stole it.
That's what you're going to go with there.
That's what I've heard.
Okay.
I'm not old enough to know.
You have any idea who Miles Davis is?
Yes.
You know what he does?
Ain't he jazz?
Exactly.
And he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes, he is. You know who Bo Diddley is?
Yeah, he rock and roll though.
Is Bo Diddley?
Huh? Yeah. Like them, like Chuck Berry, like that's who people say rock and roll took their swag from. Again, I'm not 100 years old, so I wasn't there when this happened. But hey, I watched Cadillac Records. They apparently stole the swag from
dope ass movie, by the way.
It was a good movie.
You know who the Platters are?
Nah, I don't know who that is.
They're R&B performers.
But I will say this though, Ice Cube, his defense was saying it's not just a musical style, but it's a spirit of rock and roll that connects people. Gene Simmons tweeted back, I stand by my words. I respect NWA, but when Led Zeppelin gets into the Rap Hall of Fame, then I'll agree with your point.
Well,
so that's what he's saying. But if you're naming people that, if Miles Davis is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then I don't see why NWA can't be.
Prince is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Ain't Prince rock and roll? What is Prince music?
Prince R&B.
I don't believe that.
Prince ain't R&B?
If he is, I ain't know that. That's all I'm saying.
If he's not, I didn't know that. I thought Prince was an R&B singer.
I thought Prince was his own category. Honestly, you going to Best Buy, niggas? Prince.
I thought Prince was.
He is his own category.
So what is he even doing in there?
He needs his own Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it should be the Prince Hall of Fame, dude. Like, what is he even doing there, dude?
Nigga need his own building, right, dude.
Like, he got his own wing and everything.
Nah, but y'all hit us up again. You mentioned the rap chat earlier on Facebook. Go on there. Let us know. Does NWA deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Do you care? Is it another win for black people? Fuck it. We'll take it. Whatever, dude. Let us know what you think. Or is Gene Simmons just hating? Or is he just hating? Or is he right?
And his wife used to do soft porn.
I can see him dating somebody that used to do soft porn.
You know, his wife used to be like this chick on Showtime with the blonde hair. I can't think of her name right now. She used to do soft porn strong.
What is soft porn? That's a disgrace.
You know the soft porn.
There's no such thing,
you know,
dude.
You know the
go hard or go home.
You know the soft porn on Cinemax that you used to watch when you were like 11 and 12.
I know tastyblacks.com. It's what I know.
You watch soft porn, dog. You watch like where they wasn't showing no insertion. They were just humping each other. Like you seen
just hip slob.
Dude on top of gal and she was moaning. Like you've watched soft porn.
That shit garbage.
His wife did soft porn strong.
Public enemy in there?
Yes, sir.
He can't be hot at all. I mean, he's probably hot about that too, though.
That's what I'm saying. Just shut up.
Yeah, like,
why would you say something
out.
Now, dude?
Yeah, just chill out.
Take your little reality show with your soft porn wife and be cool.
Yeah, keep it moving. Keep it moving, Gene Simmons.
That was my point.
I feel you on that. All right, in strange news, Drake, right now he's cooking up the views from the 6.
Strange, much. It's
coming out April 29th. But in the meantime, he got a new roommate. New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham
Who
Jr.
Is it? Wait.
Really?
When a nigga be like, Drake has a new roommate.
He does.
You start thinking of who is the baddest bitch on Instagram.
That done moved
or
in.
New R&B single that I ain't seen.
Right.
Like WNBA basketball player that's 5'1" and can hoop and is pretty.
Nah, those don't exist. Go
you're
ahead.
Right, you're right. Skylar Diggins. Did Skylar Diggins move in?
That's the one and only one.
Right, okay. So go ahead.
No, so he has a new roommate, man. It's not none of those people you named. It's not a female. It is Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver, man, for the New York Giants. He done moved in.
You're not telling the truth.
He had an interview, man, with Ronda Rousey. He spilled the beans on there and said he moved into his crib. Now, is he doing ad lib? Is he ghostwriting on views from the 6?
What
like,
is Ronda
Rousey? Is he ad libbing?
Oh, wait. Ronda Rousey has a show?
Nah, they just had an interview.
Oh, okay.
There was like a little interview show where they asked, where sports people ask each other questions and shit.
Okay, listen, man. I want to be very careful here not to offend anyone.
Okay.
And so I can only live in North Carolina. Like that would be the only state that I would be able to live in.
No way.
I would.
There's an interview for DraftKings, by the way. Go ahead.
What I don't understand is why you say, like, that me and Drake are roommates. Like, it's cool. Like, I understand, like...
I don't know if he said roommates, but he said he's living in his crib right now.
I mean, like, where do you say... Why? Where do you say that at, though?
Because it was brought up. She pulled up a picture of him and Drake together, and he said, oh, that's my guy. As a matter of fact, I'm living with him right now. That's how it came up. They both had a stack of pictures... And they were commenting on the pictures that each one was holding up.
I'm staying out in L.A., bro. Like, I'm not living with Drake. I'm Odell Beckham. I'm a grown-ass man, dog. Like, I live in L.A., dude. I play in New York. It's the off-season. Well, what are you in Drake? I live in L.A.
No, nah, you're Drake's roommate.
No,
I
got to live in L.A.
What Kato was to O.J., are to Drake.
I'm slick hot around the rounds if I'm Odell.
Why?
But what can you do?
Shoot a whoop Odell Beckham.
She would have put them hands on Odell. What?
Shoot a whoop this ass.
You thought you wanted that Josh Norman battle? Man, Ronda Rousey wouldn't have been no games. I would have put my life savings on. She would have whooped his ass if he had been like offended, being like, "Are you Drake roommate? Ha ha ha!" Man, he would have been like, "Bitch, rap." Security, and that would have been Odell. That would have been Odell. Security. That nigga would have been in one of them little moves, dude.
She would have beat the blonde off that nigga head.
She would have beat the brakes off, brakes, blonde. Whatever else he had in him that he ain't supposed to have in him, and it would have been a wrap, dude.
Nah, but I ain't mad at him. Look, he just kicking it at the crib. If you're going to L.A., you're going to get an Airbnb, a hotel, or stay at Drake House.
Come
Which
on,
one you want to do?
Bro, how you phrasing? You got to watch how you phrase.
Which one
stuff.
You want to do?
Let's address the elephant in
that
the
shit
room.
That shit probably biggest
Hold on,
Disney
wait,
World,
wait.
Dude.
Let's address the elephant in the room and establish why this is a headline anyway. People speculate that he's gay.
Odell?
Yes. Don't act like Odell? Oh, God. This is the first time you've heard that?
I've never heard that.
Oh, my. We're breaking news here on Deck TV. No one. I'm the only person that knows this, right?
Knows
like
what?
The Panthers didn't go on the field calling him a faggot. They didn't go saying he was gay. Like, this is out there, dude. Google it, like you tell me. You Google it. So what I'm saying point? Is the only reason this is a headline is because people suspect him of being homosexual.
I mean, I don't know. People just find it strange that you stay in another man's house, even though it's probably a big-ass house.
No, because if I went and bought a house in L.A.,
okay,
right,
and it looked like Drake's, then I would be over there.
Exactly. But fuck when that. You went to go do your interview, you wouldn't be like, shit, I live with Lou. You would never say that. Like
he's young dude,
whoever
man,
I know
talk.
That I fuck with that came out there. My nigga Trump Plaz, my nigga. Shit, I'm out here living with Lou. My nigga Paul, no, I'm living with Lou. No, I'm out here in L.A. We getting it in. My nigga Big Dog Scoops, I'm not living with Lou. We out here, we chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way it's coming up. Well, I'm like, y'all live with this nigga. I'm grown. I'm in the NFL, dude. I don't live with nobody. If anything, like you said, I'm Airbnb from spot to spot. I might stay at Drake House one night a week. Any other nights, I got LA models.
You gotta realize, though, man, Odell Beckham is 23. It's a whole new generation. He a 90s baby, dude.
I don't want to do that generation.
He a 90s baby. They might be on some other shit.
After the Facebook cyber wars that I seen this week that terrified me. As a grown ass man, like I don't want nothing to do with that generation, dog. The nigga getting killed in Chicago and the nigga getting popped in St. Louis, I don't want nothing to do with that. You got nothing to say about the cyber generation, dog.
Listen, man, Odell put up a dancing video, man, of him dancing to Young Thug at Drake's house.
And that's the problem.
With his shirt off.
That's why I said,
with four other niggas. I'm just gonna leave that right there.
It was a gal somewhere.
I didn't see you.
It was a gas. Someone.
I didn't see her.
Who took the picture?
Who took the video? I'm talking about the video.
How long was the video?
I don't know. It's like 2 minutes, I guess. Him dancing a Young Thug. The Young Thug song, there's no way it's two minutes. The song was terrible.
There's no way it's 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was a full
Everybody
video.
Everybody knows there's terrible Young Thug songs. We know that.
For sure.
But if we got Odell Beckham dancing in Drake's house with no shirt on and there are four other niggas around and you saying, oh, yeah, I live with Drake. Like, no, bruh. This ain't cool. None of this is cool. Like, he right there with D'Angelo. Well, no, he ain't. I was finna say Val ain't got cold with D'Angelo Russell.
Mm.
Like, but that's a tier above. Like, this is all violation of guy code. All of this. People ask, is D'Angelo Russell violation of guy code? This,
yes.
That? Like, listen.
Yes.
Well, okay, in addition to that, this is too. This is a complete violation of guy code, keeping it real cold, like knowing what to say in certain moment code. Like, bruh.
I agree.
Relax, man.
Next, I
live with Drake.
We got to keep it moving on Odell too much.
It is.
Man, last thing before we hit this music break, man, and then run through these top story raps. Chance the Rapper, Chicago MC, yo boy Chance the Rapper. He is in talks to be ambassador for the White Sox. The ink might be drying on that. My question to you, is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I think the ink drowned it.
Damn.
And I'm not a fan of Chance the Rapper. I don't listen to his music. You tried to play some shit.
I did?
Yeah.
I don't listen to that shit.
I don't believe that. But with that being said, I think this is a big deal. I went to my little nephew, Jalen baseball game about 3 weeks ago. Me and Scoops went. He was down here. Three black kids, I want to count. Maybe.
Mm.
And baseball is a sport where you ain't got to worry a lot about, like, football going to phase out with the CTE shit. And I feel like Chance the Rapper, I didn't know he was as popular as he was till one of our rap chat associates in the rap chat pointed me to all the good stuff that he does for the community. So when I first would had seen this without knowing that, and I'm like, oh, fuck it, yeah, this dumb. But with that being said, like, Chance the Rapper reaches out to a lot of, like, underprivileged kids in Chicago. If he can get some facilities together where they can play baseball and start learning that sport, because, like, more black kids have to play baseball. Like, it has to happen. Because there's more money there.
Right.
Football from the phase out. Basketball's, like, in this transitional stage. Like, it's only right. And I think that he's one of the voices in Chicago, like, that could help. Like, he can get the kids that are able to play baseball. He can give them that push. You know what I'm saying? Like, he might not be able to get the Chief Keefs to play baseball, but the ones in the middle where their moms and shit work or whatever, it's a little program set up and I can drop them off and he can get that done just because Chance the Rapper part of it, they 12, 13, 11, 9, 10, whoever listen to Chance, I feel like it's a good move by the White Sox. Applaud to them.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it's a big deal, but I'm going to say it from another standpoint. I'm going to say it's a big deal from the Chicago White Sox standpoint because Chance the Rapper has a big fan base. Again, I don't listen to him. He has a pretty big fan base. In this day and age, you don't need a single to be on the radio to have a fan base. Like, everybody know that. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to have a major record label deal to have an audience. Everybody knows that. So with that being said, he always wears a White Sox hat. Like, that's just his look. That's how he reps the shit.
True.
So, Chicago White Sox, somebody was up there saying, hey, this is what we need to do. Let's get with him. Let's redesign the hats.
And the fact,
he got with New Era, got some two new hats. They look okay, depending on, I mean, hey, if you give a fuck. But this could make the White Sox cool in the same way that NWA made the Raiders hats cool. And you don't have to be from Chicago to want a Sox hat.
That's a good
black
point.
And white colors. They're easy to match with shit. That could be like they could do it from a marketing standpoint in terms of selling jerseys and hats and gear, and not necessarily getting more people to play basketball. I mean, baseball, which they could do that too. But they can also make some good piece of coin by having a cool young dude wear they shit. Yeah, make it look fly.
I think both of those are very good points, and I think another good point is, like you said, they went and found Chance. They wanted him.
Right, they reached out to him.
He wasn't Drake sitting courtside at the Raptors games. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't Wale knocking on the Wizards door every day. He wasn't Jay-Z paying to get in the team. Like, they wanted Chance the Rapper to, like, represent them in that neighborhood. So, I feel like that's real dope.
Yeah, he threw the first pitch out opening day. I don't know if this was opening day, but he threw the first pitch out the other day. I'm presuming it was opening day. But shout out to the New York Post, man. They posted an article calling him a gangster rapper and questioning the White Sox motives behind having him as the ambassador.
The New York Post.
Yeah, they said he was a gangster rapper.
They do it. Gun toting. They do that sabotaging.
Yeah, tough. Gun toting. Women degrading.
What can I say to get us on the Post?
We don't want to be on the Post. Crazy.
Dude, I mean, it's a front page of the Post. Nah. Fuck it.
Well, I'm cool. Who the fuck chicks reads the Post?
I want them chicks.
All right, man, let's get to this money, man. Music break. We're going to keep it New York. Speaking of New York Post.
Oh, my God.
Yo, boy, Jim Jones is back.
I'm sorry, people.
Yo, boy.
Listen, man.
Jim Jones.
The complaints that
back.
Have came about the music first half have been selected by Animal Brown. Please put all inquiries over to him. I apologize to my homie Alejandro for that last week's song and everybody else that had to endure that Hamburger Helper garbage.
Banging.
That's me. That's Spike Lou. Sincerely apologize.
And this is Spike Lou's number one fan of Jim Jones.
I didn't want this. Jim Jones, my boy, though.
Exactly. It's called Finesse. He's got a new one with.
I don't listen to him now.
He's got a new one with Designer, Rich Homie Quan, and ASAP Ferg. Check it out.
We got them bricks today, yeah. We got that shit you don't weigh. Yeah. We get them packages loud. I got that shit from the Bay. I know some Crips in LA. I know some Bloods out in Harlem. I got my bitch on the way. She got a bitch on the way. I got some niggas. They put them clips in the K. I got some chicks in the A. You take a trip to Miami. You get a drop. You get that shit for a day. I get that shit cause I want it. I'm in that shit getting blown it. I'm in that shit doing me. Bet you your bitch get up on it. I do not care about warrants. I tell my lawyer to steam it. Any charges that they throw. I tell my lawyer to clean it.
I want the bricks to come. I want some muscle. More. I got them bricks in the coma. I want galore, galore. I am not talking about lyrics.
I fell in love with the mirror. Damage is looking my hair. I fucked a bitch in the leer. Twitter fingers in her ear. Make that pussy disappear. Yeah.
I got the 420 F Fountain. NYC all the way down to Atlanta.
I rock your bitch like a Gucci banana.
I'm feeling myself just like Tony Montana. I snort the cane. Nah, Tony Montana. I got no motherfucking gun.
I got the hammer. I put my dick in your grandma. Don't ask me why I call you son.
I cannot fuck on focus on money.
Focus on 20s and 50s and 100.
Finesse in the club. We take off and we ran.
I can't help a rich homie, you know that we stuck.
I want that green, so they calling me Kermit.
Man, that boo got me hot, man, I feel like I'm burning.
I beat that little pussy like I call me Tom.
So get that shit straight like I just put a permit. Finesse, hey, 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 finesse, hey.
Real nigga, fuck with real, I'm the rat nigga, I'm the rat nigga. Seven men rolling sixes, the red nigga. The red nigga. I'm feeling up with them killers, the niggas, the dead niggas. Niggas, the dead niggas. Feeling come back on the alley to fuck with the red nigga. Fuck with the red nigga. Me and Ace said Jimmy, Jimmy, that's a head nigga. That's a head nigga. Feeling kill up, kill a nigga for some bread nigga. For some bread nigga.
Niggas talking, man, I finna hit him with the lead nigga.
Yeah, Jim Jones doing his best Migo impersonation.
So,
the record, the head thing.
Okay.
If you can't beat him, join him, dude. It's 2015.
We got a question later that's coming up, and I want to prelude this. Jim Jones is like, what, Joe Johnson? Are we giving him that much credit? When do you hang it up? Like, when do you be like, yeah, little bro, I help you with the song. I'll throw you some shit on the hook in a session. We can vibe. We can smoke. We can. They do lean. They do lean. Whatever they do, like pop Molly. But I'm not going to get on there and rap like you. Like when Jimmy hit that.
If you can't beat him, join him, man. It's 2016. No. You can't rap like this.
Jim Jones,
no,
like Jim Jones ought to be able to be established enough to where he don't have to embarrass himself like this, man.
That's what makes some rappers different.
Why
from
he gotta
others.
Be a
they
rapper right now though? Like I don't want to hear Jim Jones rap.
He might get a couple shows off his home.
Really not?
I don't know. Well. Hey, hold on. Talk about designer. Oh god. To reiterate, that nigga sounds exactly like Future.
Yeah,
I had to hear another song.
What do we do with this?
That nigga sounds exactly like he's trolling
like if you
now.
If you Future, what you do with this?
I
can't even acknowledge this.
He can't.
I ain't even acknowledging the nigga that sound just like me, and just because he's from New York, niggas trying to give him buzz.
Like his
I'm
voice.
Not. I ain't even acknowledging this.
Not only do like his voice
like
sound
I'm
like
disrespectfully
him.
Like not acknowledging.
Not
don't
only
speak to me when you see me. Like none of that. And not on no beef or nothing type shit. Like I know there's rappers out there that sound like and all that, but like, come on, bruh.
Like, not only do he sound like him, though, but he also got the rap. Like, he's rapping like certain bars and certain lines in there are taken strictly from the book of Future, dude.
That's like a nigga trying to come
he
up.
He tripping.
Like if a nigga came out in 06 and was rapping like G's. They tried it, but designed it from New York, so I guess he got a pass.
Exactly. So, all right, man, we're going to get to this real rap shit. Shout out to Jim Jones. Storytelling, man. Now, look. We're doing our top five with honorable mentions. We could do a top 100. We're not going to have an 8-hour episode. We're not going
to
do that.
We could if y'all wanted it, but we're not going
to
do that.
We're not going to do that. We like to keep y'all in an hour. I want some change, keep y'all moving. But this right here, we could have went all day. But we picked our five. I got my top two, your top two, and then we got one that we agree upon. And then we're going to go over some of the honorable mentions and also some of the ones that were brought up in Facebook. Now, first things first, what to you makes a good hip-hop story?
First things first, a good hip-hop story, what has to happen, man, is you have to be able to relate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gotta be something that I've seen, I've heard, I'm from that place, I know that goes down. Like, I seen it on the movie at least.
Right.
My cousin told me about it when he was doing it. My brother used to do it. Like, a good hip-hop story is like one where when he be like, I ain't know what to do in this situation, where it was grab the such and such or kick the dough in or this and that. You done been there. You be like, God damn, that nigga real. Like, that right there, that make a great story.
I can
the relatability.
That. I can respect that. For me, man, I would say clarity. Like, it's easy to get lost in a song. And
tell them what you mean by that.
First minute in, I'm following you. And by the third minute, I'm like, dude, what the fuck is he talking about?
Mm.
Like, you need to be clear and concise in what you're saying. The story needs to be clear. I don't need to get lost in the sauce, which can be easy to do. And shout out to a couple of niggas on here that have multiple songs on our list. They are some fucking pros at that shit. And you can follow them from beginning to end. That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
True. You got one more. What else is big for you?
You said clarity. I'm going to say the details.
Mm.
Right. One of my picks that I had out of our five, and like I said, we got honorable mentions too, but like these are why top five on Dick top five. The clarity that was displayed in it, like the ceiling fan swinging, and when I cut it off, this one was swinging from it. Like, I'm at the casinos, the dealers dealing out, and all the big ballers here, I don't really feel comfortable. Like, really being able to feel like, damn, this nigga sitting down talking to me over a track and I'm knowing everything that's going on, like a nigga really telling you a story.
Yeah.
And shout out to Nas. He one of the better people to do that.
Right, right, right. For sure. We're going to get to that. And last one for me will make a dope ass hip hop story. Hey, man, when it's got some truth behind it, like with anything, that shit make it hard. That shit make, we got a couple on here that we're going to talk about that's based, allegedly based on true stories. Just like movies, if you see some crazy shit in a movie and somebody go, hey, that happened for real, you be like, oh shit.
Shout out Alpha Dog.
Most Def. That's your movie too. You love Justin Timberlake.
Nah, nah, let's pause a little.
Love Justin Timberlake movies.
Ain't got shit to do with Justin Timberlake. He shook it in there though. Man, listen, Alpha Dog was on the other day. Man, that shit was fire. If y'all ain't seen Alpha Dog, dude, it's based on a true story. Please, it's on HBO On Demand. Check that shit out.
You just gassed the shit out of that.
It's fire.
So yeah, that's what we think makes a good hip hop story. Now, which I'm finna kick. Well, now, nah, what you wanna do? You wanna kick this one off? We're going through our top five.
Yeah, kick it off.
All right, man. First thing first, I got to go, and this is to me, man. To me, this is the best hip hop story ever, man. Fuck it, I'm putting it out there.
Wow.
Eminem, Stan. It's the best hip hop story ever.
I'm gonna call white privilege on this.
This shit right here, not only is this a dope story, but it's actually a good-ass song, which is hard to do because a lot of these that we got on here are just straight bars and they just dope stories. But this is a fire song, hook and everything. Y'all know Stan, the one about the crazy-ass fan. He even turned that word into a phrase now. When somebody says you're a Stan for Beyonce or you're a Stan for Jay, you know what that means now. That's how big of a goddamn song that shit was. He fucking bodied this shit. This might be Eminem's best song. This might be the best rap story ever. I got to give him this. Eminem passed 06. Fuck everything he's done. But this right here was crack. Please hate on it. I can't wait.
White privilege.
Oh, God.
The only reason you're saying that because Eminem is white. If Royce the 5'9 done this song,
it'd have been fire.
Joe Budden.
It would have been fire.
Anybody else, you'd be like, it's a cool song.
It would have been fire.
I like the song. It's dope. Like, it's fire.
First of all, nobody's that big of a fan of Royce the 5'9 to do the shit that the guy did in the song. Let's be very clear. There are no Royce the 5'9 stands.
Are we going to do that?
Go ahead.
Shout out my boy Ed Don LP and TN Air Sam. Will y'all please tweet pick the Royce the 5'9 picture that
he murdered that
Animal Brown sent us to force us to listen to this week. But there are no Royce the 5'9 fans. Y'all tweet that out there.
I said no stands.
Put it on Instagram. Put that on Instagram because you were just checking for him this week.
There's no stands.
What I'm saying is this, like, nah, the stand is a dope song. I ain't taking nothing away from it. I can't take nothing away from it. Other than it's Eminem, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's cool. To me, that I just never really fully, like, feel it. Like, it's cool. I get the lyrics. I get the bars. I get why people fuck with him. I see that. He a hell of a rapper. I like Eminem. I'm not hating. But Stan, to me, ain't a hip-hop story. It's like a rock and roll-ish, like, grunge, whatever they call it, hipster-type story. That's to me. And that's why I look at Eminem.
So give me your hip-hop story.
My hip hop story, man. My hip hop story. The first one that I gotta go with. The first one that I have to go with. Yeah, I'm holding it up. People know I'm a T.I. fan. And what happened on I'm Serious solidified it for me. Because all I had heard before I bought the album was I'm Serious. So I was hoping that this was my guy. And I heard the What Happened story about him getting robbed and then, like, killed. And then he was in heaven asking God what was going on, why I get killed. He said, I ain't had nothing to do with me. That was the devil. And then he linked up with Pac and he linked up with Big. They went down into riding the devil. And they was going hard. And his mama always told him he'll fuck hell up. Man,
these niggas robbing me. I pray to God it's nothing but a robbery. I gave them all I had, so they pulled their lick off flawlessly. They yelling, fussing, cussing, but all I hear is heaven calling me. Next thing I know, they bust. They let me seven and they all in me. On the fallen knee, heaven please. Death is all a
see. If I die, memory of a ball and G is all it be. Never thought I'd be landing a puddle of blood, trying to breathe. I don't wanna die, but something telling me it's time to leave. Say my apologies, make up find a piece of God. See my whole life flash before my eyes. And ass getting dog, by the temp done drop. Going in shock, crying out of fear. Close my eyes, take my last breath, and I'm out of here. In my life, I smoked a lot of weed, drunk a lot of beer. Sold a lot of keys, but that shit don't even matter here. Somebody said, walk toward the light, but I ain't ready to go. Am I dead? Is it over?
You ain't ready to know.
Hello.
That's a 2001 T.I.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a story. And then he woke up like, what happened? Come on, man.
Now, hold on. Time out.
Come on, man.
So let me ask you this. Is that a story or is that a concept?
That's a story.
Okay.
He told a story from beginning to end. Like, these niggas robbing me. Damn, I swear to God, this shit is
a robbery.
It was
all a dream, though. So is that a concept or a story?
It's a story.
Okay.
Dream story. Like, a concept to me is like, what do we say a concept was?
Nah, speaking from the perspective of a gun.
Yeah, like that,
is
that's
a concept.
That's a concept.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like to me, like a story is like me giving you a beginning, middle, and end, regardless if it happened or not. If it did happen, that's great. But like to me, a story is like me giving to all the way through. And he started it by getting robbed in the middle. He was in heaven, like, damn, God, I thought you fucked with me. What happened? God was like, nah, I ain't gonna do it. This is the devil. But I give you all everything you need to ride on the devil. And he was like, okay, let me get Jay. Let me get Big. Let me get the wings and the choppers. And we gonna go down to hell and we gonna fuck hell up. My mama always told me I'll fuck hell up. That's a dope story, bro.
Nah, it was. That was my shit right there. Let me give it a go, man. I'm gonna go with, this might be the second best story. Nas, which might be the best storyteller. Shit. He got one on that Steelmatic. That rewind is so fucking cold. Let me tell you why it's cold. Not only is it original, it's hard to do have an original idea, period. But this nigga known for telling stories. We already knew that's what he was known for. This nigga said, okay, I got one for you. I'm going to tell one backwards. Nigga told the story backwards with clarity. I had to listen to that shit 10 times just because that's how fire it was to try to catch some slip-ups, and I couldn't catch none.
First of all,
that song is fucking amazing. Shit. Have y'all heard that?
Listen up, gangsters and honeys, with your hair done. Pull up a chair, hun, and put it in the air, son. Dog, whatever they call you, God, just listen. I spit a story backwards, it starts at the ending. The bullet goes back in the gun. The bullet holes closing his chest up a nigga. Now he back to square one, screaming, shoot, don't please. I put my fifth back on my hip. It's like a VCR rewinding a hit. He put his hands back on his bitch. My caravan doors open up. I jump back in the van and close it shut. Go in reverse, slowly prepare. My nigga Jungle utters out something crazy like, go he there, sitting back in his chair. We hitting the ropes, the smoke goes back in the blunt. The blunt gets bigger and growth. Jungle unrolls it, put his weed back in the jar. The blunt turns back into a cigar. We listen to Stevie, it sounded like heavy metal fans spinning records backwards of AC/DC. I get my niggas dap, jump out the van back first, back upstairs, took off the black shirt. I'm in the crib with the phone in my ear. Listen up so y'all can figure out the poem real clear. The voice on the phone was like, outside right we. So with my mouth wide holding my heat, bullets I had plenty to squeeze, plenty for ya. Cause Jungle said block your own enemies up. Hung up the phone, then the phone rang. I'm laid in the bed thinking about this pretty young thing who left. She came back, her clothes just fell to the rug. She fell to my bed and gave me a hug. I told her no hell. She talk about me kiss, bobbed her head, then spit a nut back in my dick. Started sucking with no hands, a whole lot of spit. Then got up and put a bra back on her tits. Got fully dressed and told me stress really I'm. Picked up a Gucci bag and left a nigga behind. Walking through the door, she rang the bell twice. I vomited vodka back in my glass with juice and ice. The clock went back from 3 to 2 to 1. And that's about the time the story begun. That's when I first heard the voicemail on the cell. It said, son, we found that nigga, we got a kid.
Hey, yo, son, you hear me? You hear me? Listen, man, this dude right on the block right now, man. I found him right now, I see him right now. Let's kill him.
Yo, this Nas, leave it. Peace.
God damn, with the phone call about the niggas on the block that we've been looking for, he even ended it with the voicemail and then the voicemail greeting. And like, do are y'all serious? That song is fucking amazing, dog.
I've always been a
Nas hater. Go ahead.
Nah, like, I fuck with Nas.
Nah, okay.
I've always been a I've never thought this song was as good as people thought it was.
Until you actually listen to it one day.
Until I listened to it and realized that it wasn't.
The only thing that's not good is the beat. The beat is just some little cool.
Let me ask you something.
The song cold.
Let me ask you something. Give me your honest opinion as a hip hop fan.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think no one has ever tried to do this again?
Because they're not good enough.
Nas, the only person in rap that could pull this off?
Successfully, yes. Huh. I don't know anybody else that could. Big? He's not here.
I want to know because, like,
Big,
you're right. No, the reason I ask, because you're right, that is an original idea and it's dope. And because usually when you do something dope like that in hip hop, it's bitten, right? You hear it somewhere else.
True. I haven't heard that anywhere
else. I haven't.
That's
right.
That's how cold it was.
But I don't believe that's the reason why. I believe it's the reason why. It's like he switched a few words around. You can't tell a story backwards, dog. Like that, he didn't tell the story backwards. It's wordplay. It was dope wordplay. To me, it's a concept song, like what you were saying.
Nah, that's a story.
It's a cool story, bro. But it ain't the.
It's a concept and a story. That's what makes it so dope.
No, it's like he rapped using words backwards.
He only did that a couple of times in the song. He told the story time-wise.
You're right. You did. Okay.
That's all
you're
I'm
right.
saying.
I listened to it today. You're right.
Yeah, he told it backwards, linear.
And this goes to my point. He gets more credit for only doing a couple of lines backwards, and people will be like, "Oh shit, Nas did a whole song backwards."
He did.
No, it was a couple of lines, like you said.
When people
have to be able to understand it. I get that. Like, he can't do the whole goddamn thing backwards. I know that. It's a good idea, but I just don't think it was as good a story as something like Big.
It doesn't have to be as good of a story when you're
it's telling
it backwards.
It's just the fact that he did it backwards. I can't give him that pass. Yeah. I can't do that. Just because you did it backwards and Big got a story like,
Who else can do that, though? Besides Big. I think Big could have done that. Who else?
Andre.
Andre
3000.
Does he have
How many Andres are there in hip hop?
Does he have a frontward story?
Yes.
What's that?
End of the Love Below.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
That ain't the story?
Dude.
That ain't the story.
Did you have that on your list?
No. I'm asking you, is that a story? Man, fuck my list. Is that a story?
That's not on my list, not on Facebook, what? And not on
Wait. But that's banging, though. Let's not get that twisted at all.
Dude, that's not in even this conversation.
Whoa. So if we're doing story top 25 that don't make it?
No.
Wow.
No. And Nas will have 8 in that bitch.
He might. Because he got the what,
Big will have 5. So no.
Nah, bro. you totally disrespect Andre right now.
Give that me story. What was on your list. Your next one. Because that Andre ain't on there. I know it's not.
My next one was Undying Love by Nas.
Exactly.
What
is that about?
The Undying Love by Nas. Him out kicking it in Vegas. He having fun. He having a fun time. Wifey's at home, you know. We're going to play clips of this. And he get back early because he tired of gambling out there in Vegas. And the details that he went into as to when he was gambling in Vegas, what was going on, the flight back, how he felt. He was tired. You know, I'm ready to get to the house and just chill. Oh, shit, I forgot my key. You know what I'm saying? I forgot my key. I'm knocking on the door. I'm like, yeah, a car in the garage. So I know she here. I hear shit in the background. What's going on? I'm knocking. I can't get in. I go through the back door. I walk through. She fucking a nigga.
And you related to this?
I didn't know. I didn't relate to it at all. I didn't relate to it at all.
That's why you picked.
Nah, I mean, hey, if I had related to it, I admit to that, no shame.
Oh, shame.
I don't have a problem with that at all. Because the end of the story is Nas ends up by the SWAT team getting killed because he done murdered everybody in the house, but he left to go get his homeboy. Y'all listen to Undying Love. Undying Love is a real in-depth story, but what I'm saying is, like, the detail that he spent on that story was so dope.
Yo.
Like, it was amazing. And I don't think nobody could do that as far as the detail of it. I got a lot of Lupe shit. And
we're going to get to that.
Right. But they were comparing his detail to Nas, and I just don't see it.
Let's get to
Undying Love. You got one more, you done?
Yeah, we have one more. Okay. Like I said, you picked 2, I picked 2. They will agree on one because I don't agree on neither one you just picked.
Because yours was some sauce.
We agreed on A-Ball. We took it back to the South. A-Ball, my homeboy's girlfriend. dope ass song. Was this on Lost? Yes. Mm-hmm. It was on Lost, the triple disc. You don't know nothing about that. I paid $30 for that album, A-Ball.
A-Ball slick old niggas refunds for that.
Nah, that album was hard.
$30 for a triple CD?
Yeah, that's real.
That's short.
I'm supporting the real out here. That was a dope song, man, telling the story about his homeboy's gal that was flirting with him.
See, he from Texas, I'm from Tennessee.
I'm from Tennessee. We do our thing with them things, making currency. He got the hookup with Colombians and Mexicans. He wraps them up and ships them out, and I supply the ends. Excellent profit, got us living elegant. Laundry mat style washes away the evidence. Get on a plane every weekend and visit. I would visit his town and he would visit Memphis. Take the nigga club and embassy suites and freaks. Up all night, sipping tuss and smoking sweets. One weekend, I'm in his town, his crib. You really must trust a nigga to show him where you live. Fly scenery, space age things and big screens. In the den, shooting pool, puffing on some good green. In walked a woman, it was his fiance. He said that he loved her and would marry her one day. Her name was Angela, damn she was fine. I admit I had evil thoughts rushing my mind. Moschino fitting tight, she was dressed to kill. She winked, but I didn't think the hoe was for real. What am I?
Hard about his homeboy's girl flirting with him.
If you from below the Mason Dixon line, you know this.
Yeah, everybody know this. And he was debating on should he smash. I forgot how it ended.
Nah, it wasn't no debate. It wasn't no debate. She came in the kitchen after she left, half naked, cooking bacon and shit, pouring up orange juice. And she said, "Damn, Ball, you cute." And it was over. Fat nigga like Ball?
What I supposed to get that shit that often?
Nigga, what?
He got to jump on that.
I don't care how much money he got. Fat. Like, I done seen Ball in person. That's a fat nigga, boy.
That's a thick bitch making OJ.
He lost weight now, but like, that's a fat nigga.
Yeah, that's a big boy.
And I know C had a bad bitch because allegedly.
Yeah, man.
C is from Texas.
Yep.
How many C's you know from Texas?
Oh, I know Pimp C from Texas.
Ooh, was he cool with Ball?
I can't remember.
Suave House.
True.
Look, like all of them ran in Houston together. The conspiracy is that like he was talking about Pimp C girlfriend.
And that's only because he said C from Texas.
My nigga C, he from Texas.
That's the only reason people drew them two lines together, is it not?
We think.
Okay.
I ain't done no more research besides that, but we think.
And that speaks to the truth, the possible truth of the story, making it that much more doper, even though the song was hard in itself.
Yeah.
But that would be really crazy. We need somebody to confirm. I wonder if Bun B know the answer to that.
He ain't gonna answer that.
He wouldn't answer. You don't think
so? It ain't nobody on earth that's gonna answer that.
If we said Bun, was that about Pimp C?
A-Ball, MJG answer that.
We gotta get MJG on deck.
We need MJG on deck. Anybody that knows any ties to MJG, dog, send us his booking info.
Pimp tight.
We can get him on here to talk about not only that, like, because he one of the coldest niggas from the South ever.
Yeah, of course. A-Ball would have
I want a nigga to dispute me on that, really.
Nah, he cold.
I know you not.
Yeah, nah,
But MJG is cold.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anybody that know MJG contact, tell them to holler at us. We want him on deck, and we want to ask about this.
That's a must. So, yeah, that was our favorite five. Again, we could have picked 1,000. What's a couple of honorable mentions that we didn't?
You want to do them now or you want to do them as a song?
We can do a few now.
Okay.
And then we'll do a little bit after the song.
Well, I want to talk about one now that people probably are saying that, damn, I'm surprised they didn't mention it because they're such Hov fans. Everybody, oh, yo, cater to Hov so much.
What's that?
Meet the Parents.
That does not belong on this at all.
Why?
Because it's not a good song.
It's not a good song?
Meet
the Parents isn't a good song.
Nah, man, they get skipped.
Hold on, wait, that on Blueprint. Bruh, is it not a good song or is it not a good story?
Both.
No, it's a good song. I just don't understand the story.
I get the story. The dude shot his son. Shot his dad. Yeah. No, he shot his son. The dad shot his son,
but yeah. there was a little mix up in the middle. That clarity part we was talking about, because there may have been another dude that she could have went with and been cool with, and her son would have been cool, but we wasn't really clear on that.
Yeah, it's not
like
a good
it was
song.
A lot of hole. It was some cloudiness there.
That's not Jay-Z's lane. storytelling.
I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I think he could do it if he wanted to.
He could, but he doesn't. Okay. And I think that's because knows that that's Nas's lane. Why try to do what that would be like Jim Jones rapping like Future, like he just what we just heard. Don't do that.
Fair enough.
Stay in your lane, Jay. We don't need storybook raps from you. We believe you.
It would not be like Jim Jones rapping.
It wouldn't be that big of a disaster for sure.
Of course, we could not go without mentioning Brenda's Got a Baby.
Oh, clearly.
Like that was
a good song too.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful song.
On top of
song.
Being a story.
And like, bro, think about this. Pac was like 19.
He was young as fuck.
You 19 and you doing songs like Brenda's Got a Baby.
Yeah.
You 19 now, you doing songs like Skirt. Like, think about that.
Uber
like,
everywhere.
I'm not even gonna elaborate any more than that.
Skirt.
Pac was 19 doing Brenda's Got a Baby. You 19 now, you doing Skirt and Uber everywhere. Just think about where we at right now, folk. That's all I got to say about that.
Man, I'm going to tell you one of my favorite Nas joints was on that Lost Tapes, that Blaze 50.
Blaze 50.
I
had to listen to that last night and decide if I wanted it to be one of my ones.
I fucks with that. That's when he tell the story and then he get almost to the end and then he decide that the chick that he done went on in the caper with is going to flip on him. So he starts the story over and then changes the ending on how he handles the chick. Killed it.
You want a sleeper?
Damn, he killed it.
You want a sleeper that you're going to love, though?
What's that?
Lil Boy Fresh.
Joel
Santana.
I don't really like that.
You don't like that?
It's okay.
Oh, man, it got the classic, like, it's the okay. album, like, scratch to
it's
it.
It's okay.
I love that. I think that's Jewel's in his lane. Like, if Jewel's was able to, like, grow off of that.
He didn't.
I didn't say that. Neither was I implying it. I wasn't going that way at all. What I'm saying is, that shit was fire. That Lil Boy Fresh was fire.
That's a little overrated.
Listen to it again.
I'll listen to it again.
Because I listened to it on the way over here. And I was like, okay, like this is dope. Because he had a little twist and everything to it.
People overrate that and that Meek Mill, the Tony joint.
I don't even know what
he
that do, is.
He got a couple of songs to Tony.
Bro, he's on probation.
With the pianos. Bro,
I don't know what that is. Stop.
People overrate both of him.
We're not talking about Meek Mill this week, dude.
Man, look, let's quick hit this music break. I know we got a couple more we're going
to
talk about.
Man. I got one I want to get to real bad.
We're going to get back to that. Now, look, our question of the week has got to do with Lil Wayne. And we're going to tie that in with Kobe ending his career. And we're going to remember the good Lil Wayne before we talk about this question of the week. A couple of his joints from back in the day have been remixed, remastered, and put out. This one right here is from The Drought Is Over 3. We're going to remember the good times.
I'm picking both songs next week because you picked this too.
This is Let's Talk It Over. Yeah. Lil Wayne when he was the GOAT.
Straight. Knew I would love you like a fat kid love food. Knew I would score like Jack did in school. Knew I was stupid, knew I looked like a big fool. I must have had the flu, I thought the shit was cool. Knew you would fall in love with me and the shit I do. But never knew you would murder me, what did I do? Knew you was right for me, knew I was right for you. Knew I would help you sell, knew I would write for you. Knew I would keep you well, knew I would fight for you. Knew I would pull out my heart and bring it right to you. You knew all about me, baby, but you wasn't about me, baby. Damn. Young Wayne, prepare for change, cause it seems like girl, he don't care the same. You had my chain, you bared my name, then we had champagne. Other people telling me I fell off. Other people telling me I felt y'all.
Man, that was Wayne before he turned into a Martian.
That's the Wayne that was fire, though.
That whole tape was fire.
That's the one you know, you could have put that tape on repeat, though.
Jesus. Yeah, the whole tape.
Roll to that, like, for like a day or
the
two.
The Carter 3 Sessions, The Drought Is
man,
Over 3, dude.
On,
that
man.
That mixtape is complete piff.
I don't know what happened to that guy.
He got abducted by aliens and replaced with this pussy-eating skateboard.
Whoa, man.
The Samsung commercials are funny, though.
Funny.
I will say
yeah,
that.
He bouncing back off those. I like those.
No,
I
he's not bouncing back. He just has a funny
commercial. I was just saying to my girl the other day, like, the Samsung commercials are good.
That's funny.
They're good.
That's it. So that leads us to this, though.
Okay.
Kobe's retiring this week. It's over with after that. Them tickets going for $750 at the cheapest.
Shut up.
Tough. Would you rather be at the Kobe last game or the Warriors breaking the record game?
Warriors. Easy.
You crazy as fuck. I'm at the Kobe game.
What?
Tough.
Nobody's ever won 73 games.
Nobody's ever been Kobe. What are you saying?
He ain't going to put up a 14. Over under.
What if he do 81?
At J-Hove, bet me.
What if he did 81?
Any Kobe fan that want to see me on Facebook, Twitter, I am Spike Lou, at Rap Chat, Instagram, whatever. He ain't putting up over 14, over under. I'm taking the under. The fuck out of here, man. Ain't no way I'm going to see that trash.
Them flow seats, 10, 15 racks.
I'm not doing that. I'd rather see the Warriors break the record. You know, you will never see that again. Like, ain't no team winning 75.
You'll never see Kobe again.
Bruh, no team is winning 75 games.
74 then.
That's why you got to see it.
Man, look.
Nah, it's 73.
Exactly.
Yeah, my fault.
But,
ain't nobody winning 74 games.
So, with that being said, this is how we look at the rap game. Our generation, Jay-Z was Jordan. Can we agree upon that? Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lil Wayne was Kobe. Mm. Is that fair to say? In his prime.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kobe's hanging it up. Lil Wayne is still rapping for some reason.
As Lil Wayne should.
He's still rapping as he should?
No, as he should be hanging it up.
Oh, okay. So, let's say that those two are matches. Now, tell me, who would the rap game LeBron James be and who would the rap game Steph Curry be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right now.
That's a good question, Animal Brown.
It is.
Oh, do you have an answer? No.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, tough. Mm. The closest thing to LeBron, and this is not a perfect match, but it's the closest.
You're going to go Drake.
It's Drake.
Like, let's see, man. Like,
it's Drake.
Easy. Like,
but that's
like,
the answer.
Give us some. That's not it.
No, I'm not. I can't make up no bullshit just to be different. That's
okay.
The answer.
Okay. I'm going to tell you how it's Drake. What's the date on views?
April 29th.
If Drake dropped views on You Stands and it's all love below, how mad y'all gonna be?
First of all, that's the biggest if in the world.
Nah, I'm saying, how mad you gonna be though?
I wouldn't be that mad. Love Below was banging though.
Nah, shut up.
Love Below was whack.
Bro, you know if Drake dropped all slow songs on this six, you gonna be pissed. You crying.
Why?
You're crying.
Why would I be hot about that?
What?
I like the Love Below, though.
Get out of it. Anyway, I say that to say.
But it's not going to happen, but go ahead.
It might. I say that to say, I don't see him as, like, I don't see LeBron as Drake just because Drake don't, like Drake's strong. He hard. Don't get me wrong. I would look at him as Steph, right?
Drake older. He too older to be Steph.
How old Drake?
He been in the game longer than
Steph.
Just been cooking the last 2 years.
They same age, nah, same age.
He been cooking longer though.
Nah, they same age. I were looking at LeBron, it ain't no rap LeBron though. Like I can't even force that. Oh wait, I got it.
You about to force it?
Rick Ross.
Oh my God.
Rick Ross is the rap LeBron.
That's awesome slaw.
How?
That is so awesome.
How?
Slaw. People looked at LeBron as the next Jordan. Nobody.
Man.
And I mean nobody
y'all
looked at
niggas,
Rick Ross.
Y'all
as the
niggas
next
are
J.
Rick Ross fans. I'm not.
Yeah, nobody looked at him like the next J.
Listen, man.
Nobody.
You can look at LeBron as the next Jordan all you want, but the fact of the matter is he has two rings. He may not ever win another one because Steph is in and he's dominating. Like, he Ross. He had a couple of great albums. He's good. You can get him when you want a good song. Like, he can come through sometimes and dominate. He can do great shit. He's a hell of an artist. But at the end of the day, I really can't depend on him. Remember Boston Game 6? You remember that? You remember that?
LeBron has been in the finals the last 6 years. You telling me you can't depend on him?
Rick Ross been in the finals the last 6 years just because Def Jam has been pushing him now.
Nah, he's been in the
finals. Him and Drake been playing, and Drake been sweeping the nigga. That's what's been happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's been happening.
If I would say somebody was Curry, I'd say it was I'd say it'd be Kendrick is Curry.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Tough. Man, like that should be the end of the show, man. Come on.
I'd say it'd be Kendrick. Or maybe J. Cole. Because they're the more relatable. No, they're not jumping out the gym.
Oh, man.
They're the more relatable guys.
It's not about relationships.
Cole, like, 3 years in, three albums in, two, three mixtapes in.
I can see Cole, but not Kendrick.
It's one of them too.
I can see Cole. I give you the Cole. I give you
it's
that.
It's one of them too.
I don't think there's anybody comparable to Kendrick though. I will go all day with the Cole, but no one's comparable to like Kendrick in the NBA, unless you had like the like if Ron Artest was averaging 30.
Oh my God!
You know what I'm saying? Like it would be something like that, but nobody's comparable to him.
All right, man. So with that being said, again, rap chat. Who's AI. The rap game LeBron? Who's the rap game Steph Curry? We need answers. Do you agree that Wayne is Kobe and Jay is Jordan?
And who's the rap game Kendrick?
The rap game Kendrick. So look, we got some time because ain't no new shit coming out this week. We waiting on the views, fuck everything else.
Oh, let's go back to the stories.
So let's give me some more stories. You had one for Joe Budden you kept telling me about.
Man, listen. Do I got to pull it up? Yeah. Secrets, Joe Budden's. The secrets, Joe Budden's, man. If you, like, y'all know, if you listen to this podcast, I am not the biggest Joe Budden's fan.
But you closet are, though?
But Chris is.
Okay.
Like, right now, I'm in his house, and there's a mood music plaque.
Really?
Hanging. Like, right above his man cave. Anyway. And then he got a song called Secrets. Like, if you have not heard of that, the art of storytelling is that. As far as an MC, that shit was perfection. The fact that the reasoning was so dope, though, because he slid in a lot of different stuff, gave you what you thought was going to happen, and then just off a bar, random bar, second verse, killed you at the end with like, this is what was really going on. So that's dope.
Yeah, man,
that's dope. Nah, like if you can fool me like a movie at the end, oh man, we in.
Joe Budden, he got a mean one right there. He's got a couple that he's pretty good at telling stories though, but he did slide in the twist right before the twist was revealed. Real low key, you gotta be paying attention. That was pretty dope. I like another dope story that I like that's actually a good song is Lupe, Hip Hop Saved My Life. That's actually a good song.
You stole it from me.
And
you stole it from me on the rundown.
Allegedly,
you're a piece of shit.
It's based off Slim Thug.
I love that.
That's a dope.
I listened
song.
To that last night. Like just to, it was almost the one that I picked. And what pushed it over, or what would have pushed it over, is that it was about Slim Thug. It was never confirmed though, right?
I don't believe so. I think he might have said that though.
Did he?
I think that's where people got that from. Yeah,
but like, listen to that, man. Hip Hop Saved My Life. Like, if it ain't based off Slim Thug, any Houston rapper, and him being from, like, Lupe being from Chicago, and being able to, like, relate that and do that so seamlessly and effortlessly,
yeah,
that shit
was
fire, man. Like, big shout out to that.
You got another one?
The story, Mun B, off the Trills tape, the first one that he released solo. The story was number 10, I believe, and it was about, like, just basically how him and Pimp came together, their differences, everything that happened as far as them signing deals, the shit with Jive, like, when he was in jail, the weight that was on him. Like, to me, not necessarily on a lyrical sense, but on a, just, like, this real life, and our fans want to know what happened. And to me, like, it was dope. Like, it was fire. Like, I love that. Just to know more about UGK.
Absolutely. Never seen a man cry.
That
face.
See, I gotta see. To me, that's a concept song.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's a concept song. Because I mean, like, and we know this. I picked Face for the last album of the year last year. Like, I'm a Face fan. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when he tells stories, like, Face gonna tell a story. Like, they. I've heard him talk about Never Seen a Man Cry, Never Seen a Man Die. And he said that was one of the most emotional songs that he ever did, not based on the fact of the content as far as what he was saying on a story basis, but just like how often that happens to people that in and out of jail in the hood that he from, and like the people that he knows. So like, to me, that's more of a concept song.
I can see that.
I got a rebuttal for you though.
I'm all ears.
The Suicide Note.
By who?
Scarface.
Oh, okay.
And Boy Meets Girl, both on the same Made album. Mm. Both of those are stories. One Suicide Note about his homeboy telling him like, dog, I don't know if I can do this. Yeah, I don't really know if it's for me. And like, he like, man, cool, that's what's up, I know you good, I'm gonna go hot these Chinese chicks. And then he sees some shit on the news later where like his homeboy damn near then killed himself.
Yeah.
And then he got a song about that. That's fire.
Yeah, that's hard.
And the Boy Meets Girl is one about a hustler growing up in his hood and like just basically making it from top to bottom and all the shit to come with it. So I think Scarface got great stories, but I disagree with that one though.
Yeah.
I think that's a concept.
I can respect that. I got one that's a commercial story. I got two that are commercial. Okay. And these are probably the two biggest records, story records that were commercial. Well, no, Stan was bigger. But anyway, Warren G Regulate. That's a story. Ice Cube Today Was a Good Day. That is also a story. Those are both dope ass songs, stories, hits, whatever you want to call it. That put Warren G on the map. That's probably Ice Cube's biggest song.
That was a home run with that Regulate.
Woo!
I don't know if I can commit to the Today Was a Good. Yeah, he did that.
That was a story. Because a lot of people
got a triple double. Fucked a bitch. My name was in the blimp. Went back home into the night. Yeah,
like people.
I can hear that.
Some people on the internet have pinpointed that day was November 20th, 1992. Because that's when the Celtics, that's when the Lakers beat the Sonics, and all this stuff that he was kind of saying.
They take the cake then.
That's hard.
They take the cake. If somebody out there is documented that's the day,
that's cold.
That's it. That's cold. Shout out to Cube for that, dude. That was hard.
You got another one before we out of here?
Yes.
What's that?
I know we saw a lot of Southern biased. Have we mentioned this? We ain't got here yet.
Nuh-uh.
Mac. We talked about him a couple weeks ago.
Free Mac.
Probably one of the best, well, the best rapper ever on No Limit.
Clearly.
Slow Your Roll?
Yeah.
Listen, man.
I don't know if that's a story, though.
That's a story. That's a story.
That's on the Shell Shocked album for those who
don't
know.
That's a story. Number six. That's a story from a young kid from the beginning, getting in the game, what happened to him getting in the game, thinking he was too big, what happened when he thought he was too big, went to jail, what happened when he went to jail. Boom. Slow your roll, young man. You could have been better. Man, Mac murdered that.
That's my shit.
Listen to that.
I figured out how to way to get all my old No Limited Cash Money shit on my
Apple Music.
I
need that for. I need that. You got to show me that.
I'm so hype about this shit.
Oh. Local shout out. Not even. Well, what the fuck I mean local? My nigga Nationwide, man. Caesar and Brutus.
Lito and Trip.
Yeah, I love that. Caesar and Brutus. Shout out them for that.
Dope video, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, look. We appreciate all of the comments. Y'all gave us some very dope ass suggestions. A lot of DMX joints on there.
And
hold
on. I got one that I didn't see anywhere, and I'm proud to take credit for this because nobody thought about it.
I mean, it's going to be some King Slaw.
It was all good just a week ago.
Jay.
Yep. That was all hard. Tell me that wasn't hard. We're too short.
Pause. Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah.
The song was dope as fuck.
Exactly.
I don't know how good of a story it was.
Great story.
What you got on deck for the weekend, man?
What's up this weekend? What's this? What, we want to see Dave East? When the Dave East concert?
This weekend?
Dave East is this weekend. You ain't got to check your phone. I'm telling you right now.
I'm there then.
All right, we're going to see Dave East this.
I mean, that Dave East. I'm also going to catch that barbershop,
I ain't
too.
Man.
I'm going to go to the movies, man. Catch that barbershop. What is it? Barbershop 8? Six?
I don't know. I ain't doing that. I got the Amazon Fire Stick. I can see that at home.
No. But it look alright though. Barbershops be funny though.
When the X-Men come out.
X-Men comes out in May.
I'll go see that.
I'll be there for that too.
I'll
be there for that Captain America in May. Don't worry about a thing.
I don't know about all that.
You ain't gotta worry about a damn thing. Other than that though, my weekend is chill. I'm gonna try to finish these Daredevils. I've been on my OJ kick for the last 2 weeks. He didn't do it. Breaking news.
Oh,
I just figured it out. He didn't do it. His son did it. You're welcome. Case closed. I just solved the shit.
I don't watch shit like that.
He didn't do it.
Listen, man.
OJ didn't do it.
Game of Thrones will be on April 24th, dog. Y'all check that out. It's the best shit you ain't watching if you're not watching it.
Nerd alert.
Anyway, really what we want you to do though, we really appreciate you checking out the podcast. We really appreciate you checking out FSP and the Ladies Room. If you could please go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, let us know what you think about the show. 3, 4, 5 stars, 1 star if you feel like it's a 1 star. If you feel like we're some slaw, let us know why.
Thank you for the ones who have went on. We see the reviews and the stars. Thank you again.
Thank you. We need that.
Absolutely, man. We're looking to do big things in the future. Keep following On Deck TV, man. We'll keep fucking with y'all, man. We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.